president has given me all of 10 days to conduct an investigation into the emperor's role in the war.
10 days?
That's right.
It's not feasible, sir.
I'm making this your job.
You know this country.
I have confidence in you.
If I put him on trial, I could be setting a spark to a powder keg at precisely the wrong moment. If I arrest the emperor, I'll face mass suicides, possibly open revolt.
Okay, here's the deal. Emperor tells the story of General Douglas MacArthur, played by Tommy Lee Jones, starting an investigation into the Emperor of Japan in the days following World War II. Matthew Fox plays the guy in charge of the investigation, and the film mostly is told from his point of view. Well shot and competently made, Emperor gives an open-minded look at both sides of the early Reconstruction effort. However, it struggles to follow two paths, one of the political and militaristic repercussions of prosecuting war criminals, and one in which Fox's character tries to track down a Japanese woman he once loved. Not to sound too much like a dude, but when the love story comes on screen, I was bored. There was virtually no chemistry there, and the female story was very two-dimensional. It seemed that the angle was thrown in for the sake of the wives of the husbands who dragged them to the film for the more scintillating political side. In the end, Emperor gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.